author and intimacy expert Laura M. Brotherson, host of the Marital Intimacy Show, educates and inspires women to create a mutually fulfilling, intimate, and passionate marital relationship, emotionally, spiritually, and sexually.
Hi there. Welcome to the Marital Intimacy Show, available at themaritalintimacyshow.com. My name is Laura Brotherson. Thanks for tuning in today. Well, we get to talk about sex today. How fun is that? The title of this episode, number 41, is 5 Key Times to Talk to Your Kids About Sex. So let's get started. Now, this episode is a bit of a follow-up to last week's episode where we talked about the challenges to the intimate relationship in marriage when you've got older kids hanging around and staying up late. So today, in this episode, we want to back up a bit and encourage parents to proactively plan to talk to their kids about sexual issues. In the last 3 chapters of my book, And They Were Not Ashamed, I go through pretty thoroughly the whole gamut of preparing to talk to your kids, what to say, when to say it, and how to go about it. But in this brief episode, we're just going to touch on the when part of that equation, okay? So when are these 5 key times that we should be talking to our kids about sex? Well, let me just say what I think the ideal is, and then we'll get to the realistic suggestions. I would suggest that the ideal is maybe even every other year, starting around age 6, because parents need to be prepared to not only teach a little bit of new information each time, but to go back and unteach information and messages that your kids have acquired from the world around them. So the ideal is fairly frequent or regular opportunities to have these kind of discussions. And it's great if you're having just kind of an open relationship and you have this kind of conversation sometimes, but that's not always enough for a lot of kids. A lot of kids will not ask these questions or won't really get into the details. And so you need to make it easy for them to do so. So on a more realistic vein, I would suggest there are 5 critical times that are just, they're not optional, that you must talk to your kids about sex. And here they are. 1, before they enter school. 2, before the age of 8 or before what we call the age of accountability. 3 is before puberty. 4 is before dating. And 5 is before marriage. You notice a pattern here? This is all the before business. You really want to shoot to be there ahead of the game, to lay a foundation before they get to something that's a major milestone in their lives. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so the first talk is before school, before your kids go to school. This is around age 5 or 6. Why? Well, because as soon as your kids start going out into the world, you need to have prepared them for what they might encounter out there. You know, as soon as your kids can really understand and or communicate, they especially need to have this, what we call the good touch, bad touch talk. This is critical. 1/3 of all women have been sexually molested at some point in their lives, and it's, you know, about 20-25% for boys, and a lot of it occurs at such a young age. Kids need to know that they can tell an adult or an older child no. You know, think about the way you parent. We teach our kids to be obedient. And, you know, I've got a child that's just a very obedient child. And without a parent speaking to these children and saying, now, by the way, in this situation, if anyone tries to touch you anywhere underneath your swimsuit or asks you to do the same, you tell them no, you get away as quickly as you can, and you come to talk to me about it. Well, unless that's kind of been preempted or put into a child's mind, that may not come to them in such a situation. And it's very important. I've talked with women who have been in this situation, and one woman even shared with me, I didn't know. At that age, and this situation happened, I didn't know I could say no. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was going on. And so it's a very important conversation to have with your kids. we can be a part of helping our kids to prevent some of these negative experiences that might otherwise occur. So the second important conversation that you need to have with your kids is before the age of 8, or what we often call the age of accountability. You know, there's physical puberty, which happens around the ages of 11 or 11 to 14, but there's something else called social puberty. And this occurs just any time when a child is out in the world and they're exposed to sexual messages. This conversation before the age of 8 is so important because you want to be the first one that lays the groundwork for what the sexual relationship is all about, what sex is, and you want your teachings to already be there when your kids hear something at school or something on the bus that really is the world's view of sex, so that they have something to compare it to and they can sense that something they're hearing just isn't right. And if you've opened up that conversation already in a fairly specific kind of way, then they know this is a conversation that they can have with you, and they can bring it back to you and say, oh, do you know, so-and-so said this on the bus. And, you know, this is still a pretty young kid, but this child, you know, we kind of consider age 8 to be the age of accountability because this child generally has developed enough maturity, or something that we call the integrated maturity level, where they kind of understand things and they're more ready to be held accountable for their own actions. So this is just an important developmental time for you to lay the foundation of what you want your kids to know about sex and how you want them to understand it, what kind of attitudes you want to begin to develop. So you don't want to miss this time. Very important. All right, number 3 is before puberty. Okay, so important. You cannot miss this one. For kids, the physical changes of puberty can be a scary time, especially if a kid hasn't been properly prepared. You know, I think about the movie Parenthood. There's a young boy in there and single parent family and no father, and he hits puberty and it freaks him out. You know, whereas a child that has been properly prepared doesn't need to experience all that drama, all the concerns and the anxiety that might otherwise be present. And how cool for a parent or a mom to talk to her daughter about menstruation and being prepared for having a period and what to expect and what to do when it happens. And so she doesn't have to freak out about it, but she can just understand it as a natural, cool thing that's going to happen to her, and she's prepared for it. You know, there are things that I wish I had known. And it was such a cool experience for me to talk with my daughter about preparing for her period. And I mean, just things like even how to put in a tampon and how important it is to relax when you're trying to do that. And it just, you know, it dawned on me that I was not only preparing my daughter for having her period, but I was also preparing her to have a more enjoyable sexual relationship within marriage as well. What a sweet experience for parents to be able to positively prepare and teach and reassure their children about these important and natural coming changes. You know, the same thing for a father and a son. How much better that a boy understand things like the frequency of erections or wet dreams and other things like that, and have it taught in a positive and encouraging and reassuring way by their dad. I recommend in my book that this pre-puberty talk be between the child and the same gender parent, but other things can be done that can still work. That would just probably be the ideal. But what a great bonding experience this can be for parents and the child. So before puberty, very, very important. Well, I think this is a good place to stop here, and then we'll continue in the next episode with part 2. Well, there you have it. I hope you'll take the opportunity to talk to your kids about sex at each of these vital times. This has been episode number 41, 5 Key Times to Talk to Your Kids About Sex, Part 1, on the Marital Intimacy Show with Laura M. Brotherson. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back next week with more great insights for strengthening your marriage. Be sure to check in at our website, strengtheningmarriage.com, to learn more about strengthening your marriage intimately. And if you haven't connected with us on Facebook yet, be sure to join us on our Marital Intimacy Show page. I hope you'll share the Marital Intimacy Show with others and click on the share and like buttons on each of your favorite episodes. Until next time, this is Laura Brotherson with the Marital Intimacy Show. Have a great day and make yours a great marriage.